Okay, so thanks so much. So, may I have your name?
My name is Shan Owens.
Okay, could you spell it?
S-H-A-N-O-W-E-N-S.
Okay, thanks. So, let's start with something easy to start. What did you have for lunch?
What did I have for lunch? I really don't remember.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, so here we have this scale over here about voting. So, if you're thinking about the voting system in U.S., for this side is trust and that side is distrust, where would you put your on the scale? Okay. So if like 10 is very trust and 0 is not trust, could you give us a number?
10.
Great, great. So could you like share a story with us, like why you choose this spot?
I always trusted the voting system. I think that distrust was put out there to discourage people, just like the old poll taxes and everything like that. There's nothing, the citizens mainly do the voting system. They're the volunteers at the polls and their civic groups that run the thing, the voting polls in the system. So I have nothing but trust in your neighbors, all of that other stuff. You only hear that from someone who loses an election. That's the only time you ever hear distrust. And it's been, you hear Donald Trump talking about distrust on the first election. You heard it coming out of the Hillary Clinton camp for a second, and then they let it go because, you know, you have trust in the American voting system. But that's just sour grapes when you try to make it an issue or try to get put things in place for people and obstacles for people not to be able to vote. So that's one of my biggest pet peeves. So.
That's nice. So where do you think people should be on the scale?
10.
10 on trust.
10. 10 nice. Or beyond 10.
Okay, nice. So what do you think people can do to help to come to this point? Or under what situation that people are more willing to be on this side?
It's simple. Get to know your neighbors. Get to know the civic groups that run the polls. You can get to know your election officials. It's easy. They're accessible. This is not like Russia or anything like that. These are your neighbors. These are people who belong to the civic groups in your neighborhood. So, you know, if you have any amount of apprehension or you believe in this hype, go see the process. They'll explain the process of what they have to do and how they certify votes and who runs the polls there and what they have to do. Go, you can volunteer to go and be join the group that does the election. That's what's so great about it. It's not like a private entity but it's something like that. The citizens do that. So. That's just straight garbage. I don't even know why we have this here. You know, it's just a seed putting in mind. If he wins this election, he won't be talking about that. You know, so.
That's nice. Thanks. And there's any, like, your personal stories on voting that you want to share? Like, first time when you vote for the first time or when you go to the voting site with your parents or you take your daughter to the voting sites. Is there any personal stories you want to share?
No, it's the same every time. You know, I was born November 3rd, and it's always around election time. So I was born into it. My birthday is always dealing with the election. So I couldn't wait to vote when I turned 18. That's the first thing I did. I got a chance to vote when I turned 18 because the election was the following Tuesday. It's easy. They give you a ballot. No one harassing you, telling you what to do. You check off what you want to check off in private and turn it in. Every time, all throughout my life, I'm 53 now. All throughout my life, there's never been a change or anywhere I felt like, oh, That's not counting or any. No. No, that's a bunch of malarkey. They trying to stop absentee ballots, trying to stop mail ballots. For what? You should want the citizens to do their civic duty. But if you don't have them do their civic duty, it can get skewed in your way, in your favor.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Yeah. And then we have this like little challenge here. So if you want to teach a kid like your daughter too how to vote, like how do you going to say to them? And also we have the kids in the UWM Children's Center. Like if you want to talk to them, tell them like why we vote and how do you vote? How would you like to say?
It's your responsibility as an American citizen. Vote. Familiarize with yourself with the issues that are coming up. Familiarize yourself with the candidates. They have meet and greets. They have forums where you can discuss and learn the issues. Get involved, you know. You don't have to be rah, rah, rah on one side or rah, rah, rah on the other side, but get involved because one side or the other is dependent on you not to vote. And they're banking on it so they can get their little people in who are going to vote without you voting in, run the election that way. But get out there and vote. It takes a hot second to do, and it's your civic duty.
Nice. So is there any way you can help them to better understand the voting? Like any... tell them story or something?
No, just go in, meet the nice people. They're very nice at the polls. They'll show you what to do. They won't tell you how to vote, but they'll show you how to fill out the form. Go there, fill out the form with the people you're familiar with and the issues you're familiar with, and vote. Mark it in and vote. That's all.
That's great. Thanks.
All right.
So...